إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا نسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear, the consciousness of Allah Most High and Mighty. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, many of the ulama state that the greatest of all actions is seeking knowledge. In fact, there is no doubt that the greatest action of all is seeking knowledge and fighting against the hawa, the desires of the nafs. The proof for this is that any other action that we undertake will not be correct unless we first learn and seek knowledge in order to act upon that knowledge. We take, for example, Hajj. If one wishes to undertake the great pilgrimage to the house of Allah, and yet he lacks the knowledge of the manasik, the rituals of the Hajj, then his Hajj will be rendered invalid. So first he must learn. First he must seek knowledge. So seeking knowledge must come before the action of the Hajj. And likewise, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, are all other acts of worship. If we look at Salah, for example, our Salah is not valid unless we learn the conditions and pillars and sunnahs of the prayer in order to make it correct and beloved to Allah. Our fasting, we must also learn and seek knowledge before our fasting will be correct. So seeking of knowledge, no doubt, is the greatest of actions. And it is through seeking knowledge that we obtain the khashya and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through learning the names and attributes of Allah. As Allah Most High, He says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ. It is only those who truly have khashya of Allah, they are the ulama, they are the scholars. Only those who obtain knowledge, they are the ones who this knowledge causes them, al-ulama. They are the ones who have the true khashya of Allah, because they learn the names and sifat and attributes of Allah. Beloved brothers in Islam, do you know that being given knowledge is a sign of Allah's love for a person? Allah Most High, He says, or the Messenger of Allah, He says, in a hadith narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim, that Allah Ta'ala, if He wants good for a person, He guides him to knowledge. Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to guide you, if He wants to give you goodness, He will guide you to knowledge. The words of the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whomever so Allah loves for him goodness, He gives him fiqh, understanding of the religion. Beloved brothers in Islam, the knowledge is the cause of guidance for people. Without knowledge, we are without guidance. We are lost straight. And through guidance, we obtain a great ajr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, if Allah were to guide a single person through you, it is better for you than the red camels, the most valuable type of camels. The guidance that comes through knowledge of a single man is better than having the red valuable camels. And Allah Ta'ala, He makes the way to paradise easy for the seeker of Ilm, the one who humbles himself and goes against his nafs and follows the path of knowledge. Allah Ta'ala will make his way to paradise easy. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman, sahhala Allahu tariqahu ila al-jannah." Whoever goes, embarks on a pathway seeking knowledge, Allah will cause his way to paradise to become easy. Seeking a pathway of ilm could mean traveling to a distant land, or it could mean reviewing one's notes or sitting in a halaqa in one's masjid. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, do you know that everything in this world is cursed except the teacher of knowledge and the student of knowledge and the zikr of Allah and what is with it? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith narrated by Imam at-Tirmidhi, indeed this world is cursed except for the remembrance of Allah and what follows from it, and the scholars and the seekers of knowledge. Everything in this world is cursed except the scholars and the seekers of knowledge and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have a beautiful hadith, the hadith of Abu Darda, that shows us the virtue of the seeker of knowledge and the ulama, and the virtue of going on a path seeking ilm. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that every creature in the heavens and the earth pray for the seeker of knowledge. Let us hear the words of this hadith narrated by Imam at-Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "He who follows a path in quest of knowledge, Allah will make his path to paradise easy for him." Then he continued, "The angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge." The angels, they lower their wings in honor and respect, in protection and mercy for those who seek ilm, who humble themselves to the knowledge. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "All of the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, every creature, even the fish in the bottom of the sea, they pray for the teacher of knowledge. And they ask for forgiveness for such a person, the seeker of knowledge." And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "The virtue of a scholar over a worshipper is like that of the full moon over the rest of the stars in the sky." The virtue of a scholar over a worshipper is like that of the full moon, the brightness of the full moon over the stars in the sky. This is because the knowledge that is taught will multiply and spread and benefit others for generations to come. Whereas one's individual ibadah, one's own worship, will only be written down for himself. He only benefits himself. And in fact, a worshipper cannot even worship without first learning from a scholar. So the virtue of the scholar is much greater than one who is worshipping. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "The scholars are the heirs, the inheritors of the anbiya." Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. The scholars, they inherit the inheritance of the prophets, which is neither gold nor silver. It is knowledge. Whoever attains it has gotten a great bounty. So the ulama, they are the ones who keep alive the message, the sunnah, the risalah of tawheed in every time and place. And it is through learning from them that we inherit that which was left by our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a very dangerous condition in our ummah today. As many people dispute and argue without knowledge. Disputing in matters of the religion without knowledge has become very common. And in fact, some people mock and denigrate the scholars of the religion, or declare them to be non-Muslim. And this is a very dangerous condition. Some people who do not even have knowledge of the deen, memorization of the Quran and the Sunnah, or who know the arkan of Salah and Wudu, or how to pronounce the Quran with Tajweed, yet they have the audacity to declare the ulama as kuffar and disbelievers. This is a dangerous state, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has honored the people of ilm. Allah Most High, He says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah raises up, He honors the people of Iman, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ, and those who have been given knowledge, دَرَجَاتٍ, He raises them in rank. This is Allah Most High honoring the people of knowledge. And Allah Most High, He says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are they the same, those who know and those who do not know? Are they the same? This is a rhetorical question. The answer is obvious. لَا يَسْتَوِي, they are not the same, those who have knowledge and those who do not have knowledge. In fact, can the one of knowledge and the one who is ignorant be the same? The one of knowledge is better than a worshipper, let alone a person who has no knowledge. This is the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ. Beloved brothers in Islam, the people, they know guidance, they know what is halal and haram through the ulama, the scholars. If people do not have ulama amongst them, or they do not seek knowledge from them, then they will follow misguidance. They will ask people who do not have ilm, and this will lead them astray. In fact, the sign of the end of time is that knowledge will be lifted from the ummah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, لَا يُنْتَزَعَ نَزَعَةً, it will not be taken away in the sky like this, but knowledge will be taken away through the death of the scholars. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, without knowledge, people give fatwa based on ignorance, and they mislead, and they are misled. It is our duty to honor the ulama, and the way we do this is by seeking knowledge and encouraging others to seek ilm. By seeking knowledge, encouraging others, our family, our wives, our children, our friends, encourage them to come to the circles of ilm, to hear the knowledge and to understand and submit and to have humbleness towards the knowledge. All of us are the same in terms of body. We're all children of Adam and Eve. But what makes one man more virtuous than another is through knowledge, because through knowledge he attains the taqwa and khashya of Allah. And some of the Salaf as-Salih, they would say, I have more respect and love for my teachers than I do for my parents, even though I love my parents and I respect them. Because my teachers, they raise my soul. They raise my soul. My parents, they raise my body. Beloved brothers in Islam, we should be people of knowledge, because the difference between a person who attains knowledge and an ignorant person is like the living and the dead. Allah Most High, He says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ. Allah says, they are not the same, those who are blind, الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَالظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ, and the darkness and the night, they are not the same. And the shade and the hotness are not the same. And the living and the dead, they are not the same. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he narrates a hadith regarding Safwan, one of the Sahaba, who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Safwan, "What brings you here?" Safwan, he said, "I came seeking knowledge." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood up and he said, "Good news to you, glad tidings to the seeker of knowledge, for indeed the angels cover the student of knowledge with their wings, piling up to the heavens. And Imam Ahmad, he also narrated a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the worshipper and the scholar. He said, "The nobility of the scholar over the worshipper is like my nobility over the rest of you." This hadith again is narrated by Imam Ahmad. And Imam Hakim, he narrated a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Man lam yuwaqqir kibarana wa yarham sigharana wa ya'rif ulama'ana qadrahum fa laysa minna." Whoever does not have respect for the elders and mercy for the young and know the virtue or the status of the scholars, he is not from us, i.e. he is not from the complete followers of the Sunnah. So it is through learning knowledge and listening to the people of knowledge that we come out of darkness to the light. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to attain knowledge that is beneficial and to give us the guidance to humble ourselves and overcome our nafus and seek ilm that will benefit us in this world and the next. And one final thing, Imam Ali, he said, "If you want the dunya, then seek knowledge. In kunta turid al-dunya fa'alayka bil-ilm. Wa in kunta turid al-akhirah fa'alayka bil-ilm." If you want the afterlife, then seek knowledge. Wa in kunta turid al-dunya wal-akhirah ma'an fa'alayka bil-ilm. And if you want the dunya, if you want the things of this world, and you want the things of the akhirah together, then the only way to attain that is through seeking knowledge. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله. إن الحمد لله أحمد ربي وأستغفره وأتوب إليه وأعوذ بالله من شر نفسي وشر الشيطان وشركه. وَأُوسِيكُمْ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Ibad Allah, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, two final points I would like to share with all of us. We ask Allah to make them beneficial. One is that all of us, we have to engage in the jihad of the nafs, to follow the knowledge, to follow what Allah and His Messenger have commanded, to listen to our ulama and overcome the evils of the nafs. One of the Sahaba, he returned from a battle. They were on a jihad, fi sabilillah. He returned from the battle, these are the words of the Sahabi. When he returned to Medina, he said, "Raja'na min al-jihad al-asghar ila al-jihad al-akbar." He said, "We have come back from the lesser jihad to the greater jihad." What did he mean by that? What he meant by that is that overcoming the evils of the nafs is more difficult, is a greater jihad than overcoming the enemy on the battlefield. These are the words of a Sahabi again. So beloved brothers in Islam, we have to fight our nafs and listen to the ulama and the scholars of the religion who guide us through the religion as passed down from generation to generation from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. We have to follow the scholars and stay on the tradition of the sunnah. Stay on the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For now and 10 and 20 and 30 and 50 years from now. We must remain on that path that came to us from our Salaf al-Saleh. We must follow our scholars and follow the deen and the rulings of this deen. We should go away from our hawa and our nafs and our desires. We have to fight the feelings that we have when it comes to the matters of religion. Every one of us, we have our own feelings and resistance and reluctance to the commandments of Allah. We have to make this most important mujahada, inshaAllah ta'ala. Number two, we must beware of being at war with the knowledge. The shaytan, he wants us to be at war with the knowledge. We should beware of that. Rather, we should change ourselves. If we were at war, we feel hatred towards the knowledge, we should remove that. We should remove the aversion that we have to the ilm and become eager and devoted to it. We have to change ourselves, because two people will never learn as the Prophet ﷺ, he taught in a hadith of the three people, the three companions. When they came and the Prophet ﷺ had a halaqah, there was an opening in the front and there was some space in the back, and the rest of the room was full. So the three men, they entered. One of them, he came close and he sat in the opening in the front. The second one, he stayed in the back and he felt shy. And the third one, he looked around, he turned and left. So the Prophet ﷺ, he turned to the Sahaba and he said, "Should I give you the news about those three people?" An-nafru thalath. He said, "The first one who came close, Allah Ta'ala brought him close. And the one who was shy, he stayed in the back, Allah was shy from him. And the one who left, turned away, Allah Ta'ala turned away from him." See, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, two people will never learn, one who is shy and one who is arrogant. They will never learn. How can a person who is arrogant ever realize his ignorance and his need to learn? So we have to overcome this aversion and change it to love of knowledge, because the knowledge is from Allah. Knowledge does not belong to any person. It is from Allah, Most High and Most Mighty. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the love and devotion to ilm, and to have the love and respect for our elders and our teachers. May Allah have mercy upon our young. May Allah guide them on the straight path and keep them firm on the path of Tawheed and the Sunnah. May Allah bring all of our hearts together in the obedience of Him. May Allah give us the strength to overcome the evils of our nafs and the evils of all those who oppose our religion. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Allahumma arham mawtana. Allahumma arham mawtana. Ya ghafuru ya rahim. Ya ghafuru ya rahim. Allahumma alif bayna qulub al-muslimin. Allahumma faqihna fi al-deen. Allahumma faqihna fi al-deen. Allahumma faqihna fi al-deen. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa kurrata a'yunina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. استوى سيدنا يرحمكم الله. Straighten the line and close the gap. That's a study. Please come forward if there's any room. The brothers are very crowded in the back. If you have any way to step forward, if the brothers can move forward as much as you can in your lines, inshaAllah ta'ala, make room for the brothers in the back. Close any gaps, inshaAllah. Still wala tastanifu. الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك تعالى جل وعلا الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله أكبر As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.